Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Welcome back to the Femi Pod. This is our second episode back, but it's actually episode 112, which last week I didn't realize, but it was 111. And yes, you and I just love angel numbers, so I feel like that was really special to come back for episode 111. But great to be back. How are you going?
I'm really good, thank you. And 111 is one of my angel numbers, as well as 444. So when I saw that too, I was like, that's pretty cool. It means a lot. I'm good. Yeah, I'm really good. Had a long weekend, which was nice. And I ran 30 minutes on Monday.
So that was it.
Yeah, 30 minutes. And oh my God, it was so fun and nothing hurt. So I was like, this is great. And so I get to run 30 minutes again. I'm going to run this afternoon. And then I'm meant to do three runs this week, so I'm just going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because I get to go to Femi Friday in Hamilton.
Yay, that's so exciting.
I haven't even been able to go to a Femi Friday in so long, so because I've been like around away, but then also I haven't been running. So yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
Gosh, so cool. I am good. I am currently in Mexico. I'm in Mexico this week, which is super random, and I'm on a bit of a secret project. I don't really know how much I'm allowed to share, so I'm just going to say I'm here on a secret project, and it's really exciting, and yeah, it's cool. Mexico City is so cool. I went to a run club here this morning at Meta Running, and it was so fun to meet some locals and run around Mexico City with them. It was beautiful. I'm actually shocked at how beautiful the city is here, and it just feels like you're in a movie scene the whole time, which is so fun. Such nice food. So I'm good. Running has been good over the last week. I was in Sydney last week. Now I'm a Sydney local and got in some good Ks. I had like the biggest training week I've had in, I don't even know, a long time. So I got up to like 130K, which is, a long way, which is nice. Yeah, I feel good. I feel really strong. And now I'm traveling. I know this week is going to be a little bit broken up, but it's all right. We are going to try and get the Ks in as best as possible while I'm over here and hopefully with some other fun people. But yeah, things are going well.
That's so cool. 130K. Well, I will raise you my 15K week.
Yes, love that. We're both making gains, you know, which is so cool. Sorry if you can hear sirens. I feel like there's something going on outside my room at the moment. It's really loud. But yay, that's so good. I'm so stoked for both of our progress. Plenty to come. I also just want to say thanks to everybody for the support last week on the episode coming back and the podcasts coming back. I feel like there was so much love and support, and it made me realize how many people love listening to us yarn. So appreciate you all. Thank you so much. And plenty more convos to come. So today we thought we would just get you up to speed. I know last week we kind of had a bit of a chat around what's been going on over the last 6 months, but today we are going to dive a little deeper into both the highs and the lows of the last 6 months and what's been going on, I guess, behind closed doors at Femi. Some of it is in center stage, but we want to fill you all in because we feel like you're all part of this journey with us, and we want you to know kind of what's going on. And when we weren't recording the podcast, it was a little harder to kind of tell those stories. So we're going to do that today and just celebrate where we are. I feel like a lot of us are constantly looking forwards and chasing kind of the next thing and what's going on in the future, and just always kind of grinding without stopping to like celebrate where we are today. So we're going to do a bit of that as well as look forward and get excited. So yes, I know the last 6 months for both of us has been pretty hard, and I know I had some people reaching out to me last week Justin and their love, which was so cute and so nice, and appreciate you all. But yeah, it has been a struggle from both like personal perspective, but also from a professional femi perspective. Things have been relatively tough. And one of the, I guess, big things that we have been going through over the last couple of years is capital raising, which is, I know, it's your funnest thing to do.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's been a battle. I feel like you're the one that should talk about the capital raising bids, because you were leading the way on that, and I've seen firsthand how hard it has been. I obviously have helped where I can, but yeah, Liz has done an incredible job. So I feel like I would like to hear from you.
Well, we're in it together, sis. I mean, for anyone out there who has raised investment for their company before, and potentially you're a woman and you have faced kind of the struggles that women founders have faced, we feel you, because that's really, like, over the last couple of years, it's really highlighted to me the inequality when it comes to where the capital and the economy goes, and like who gets funded and where those companies are getting money from. And it has been really tough, I guess, for many reasons. Like, firstly, because we're women and only, well, actually less than 2% of capital that gets invested into founders is invested into women founders. So that is like shocking in itself. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like society, like general population, is so unaware of what goes on behind the scenes in terms of how businesses are being built and who's getting funded and why. And that flow on from that is just like, it impacts all of us. And I think a lot of people just are unaware of that process. And I guess for me, that's like what has really come to light over the last couple of years, is just like how poor the systems are, particularly for marginalized groups such as women. And so, yeah, we've been raising capital. That, I mean, to start with, the reason that we need to raise capital is because we need to build a team, to build the company, to build the business, to build the tech. Like, Esther and I cannot run this by ourselves. And that is why we need to raise capital alongside needing money to grow the company, and growth in the business is crucial, and we need money to do that. You need money to make money. And so we have been raising to be able to do both of those things. And we have some incredible investors on the team who have backed us and really believe in what we're doing at FME, and like, massive shout out to them. It's amazing to have their support. But I think, what do you reckon? I feel like over the last 12 months, maybe a little longer, I reckon we've pitched probably like 150 times.
I would say so. And of those 150 times, it was probably like 135 men that we've pitched to, you know, the other 15 being women. Like, that, I think that's just part of the problem, right? Like, when you're pitching something that is felt by women and a woman's struggles, it's quite hard to relate when you've never been through them. So I think that plays a big part in it as well. It's like, the representation in venture capitalist firms is just not skewed towards women at all. Like, even, I think one of the things that shocked me the most last year was, like, I read this report about femtech companies, and I remember we were chatting about it, Liz. Like, yeah, femtech is like around women technology and like women's health. So that's basically what femtech means. It's like women's health technology. And male founders of femtech are more likely to be funded than female founders of femtech. And I'm like, who's better to solve a problem than someone that's probably lived through it? Yet, like, even companies, like, I'll just call them out, like Flow, for example, the app that is so widely used. I know there has been a big reversal on usage there, but like, Flow was built by a man, and he just saw the opportunity in the market and went for it. And so I'm just, yeah, it just blows my mind that even in those industries where women clearly have the upper hand in terms of lived experience and relating to women, they're still not given the funding as much as men.
It's honestly insane. Like, I think that report said, if you have a woman in your founding team, you're less likely to get capital invested into your company building fintech. Like, that is insane. Like,
no.
What is wrong with
it? I have to laugh about it a little bit, eh? Because otherwise you just cry. It's one of those ones.
It's so bad. And so, yeah, it is a pretty messed up system. And like you said, it's like it really starts from the top down, the top being those investment firms that are investing their capital into founders. If they are run by men, which most of the time they are, then they are going to invest into people that they feel, firstly, are relatable. So, of course, a man feels more relatable to a man. And then also someone that they feel like they have the confidence and trust in. And unfortunately, what we have found is that there is no confidence or trust in us as female founders. And that, like, has been tough. So it's been a battle. But, you know, we have pushed through. I feel like we are extremely resilient. We just keep getting back up. And that's probably one thing that I'm, like, firstly so proud of us for, but I think we are incredibly good at, is like just taking things on the chin and like just keep going, because our mission is so strong, our purpose is so strong, and what we are trying to achieve for women is like so important. And so we've been able to just like keep getting it back up and keep going and get through that. So that's really like where a lot of our focus has been over the last 6 months, alongside building the technology of Femi and obviously building the community. And we came to a point around September, October last year where we had to make some pretty big decisions internally at Femi, which was probably some of the hardest decisions I personally have ever made. I'm sure you're the same. It's like, it is not fun, but we did have to restructure our team, our internal team, and make redundancies amongst the team as well, which is, yeah, when you think about becoming a business owner, when you think about becoming a founder and like chasing the thing that you love and the thing that you're so passionate about, you never really stop to think about the really tough times that are going to come and the hard things that you're going to have to do. And never once did I stop to think, I'm going to have to make people that are important to me, that mean something to me, and are my friends, redundant. And honestly, when we had to make those calls, it was horrific, like so hard.
Yeah, it was definitely, that's definitely the hardest thing that I've ever done working in Femi. Probably also in my life, one of the hardest things that I've ever done. It's just horrible to like have to have those conversations and impact people that you love's lives so much, and like have put, like these people also had put so much into Femi, and like, yeah, it was just heartbreaking to have to make that decision. But we have like a team around us, like the Femi board, and they were incredible and really helped us through it. And we had so many people that came to support both Lids and I during that really hard few months. I honestly feel like I'm still feeling the effects. Like, my cycle's been real weird since, like, I have the sorest boobs for like 2 weeks from ovulation up until I get my period again, and it's shorter than normal. Like, I'm still feeling it, and it's been like 3 months or whatever since we had to go through with the redundancies at Femi. But yeah, not fun at all. And I mean, we were really backed into a corner. We essentially had no other choice. And so, yeah, we just had to make the decision to keep Femi alive and keep it afloat. And that's really what it came down to. So, yeah, don't wish that on anyone. The hardest part of being a business owner, for sure.
Definitely. I think the reality of owning a company and like having to think about the future of the company and protect the company literally at all costs, that really hits you when you have to make those calls. Like, I feel like you and I is like not just found ourselves in this position, like we've definitely worked our asses off to be here, but we are also doing something we love, you know. And I think sometimes it can, you can kind of like get lost in the world of like having influence and empowering people and like feeling good about the work that you're doing. And then there's obviously like a business to what we're doing at the same time. And I think when those things happen, you're just like, holy shit, this is real. And like, we have to do this and we don't really have an option. So yeah, that was like so hard. And I am with you. Like, I feel like the stress of all of that is, I am only just overcoming now, and it's been months and months. And I still like miss our team and love that team that we have, and we were so grateful for all the work that they did, and we're just lucky to have had them for the amount of time that we did. So what came off the back of that was a restructure. We had to obviously strip the team right back and rebuild. We have a new engineer on our team. Her name is Alex, and she's incredible. Shout out to you, Alex. And now we are just a smaller team. We were already a small team. We are a smaller team hustling in the background to build this thing for women and really make a difference in the world. So I'm so proud of us for getting through all of that. And alongside, I guess, all of those like tough months in 2024, we also had some real highlights, which I think kept us going. Like, I think those highlights really came at the right time for us because they really like filled our empty cups. And one of them being, we got the opportunity to go to South by Southwest, which some of you may have seen. We got the opportunity to speak on two different stages at South by Southwest, which was just honestly such a dream. Like, it was so cool to be able to get up in front of so many people and empower them and educate them and tell them all about what we're building at FEMI. And the first stage we got to speak together, Esther, and it was a women's only conference, so it was really focused on women founders and women businesses, and the energy in that room was just like beautiful. I found that so cool because I just feel like everyone was so supportive of each other, and I think that's what you find with women founders, particularly not just founders, but just women in general. Like, you put just women in a room or just women in a run community like FEMI, and the energy is just like so different, really supportive. So that was epic. And what else do we have going on?
Well, you also represented FEMI at South by Southwest. So that was
That's right.
that was amazing. Lids absolutely nailed it. Like, quite often Lids and I present together, but there was only allowed to be one founder on the stage, and I was like kind of happy about it because I get quite nervous, I'm not gonna lie. I do get quite nervous. And so anyway, Lids just nailed it, like start to finish. Boom, it was inspiring. It was like shivers, like answered all the questions really well, just like flew the FEMI flag so well. And then unfortunately didn't get through to the final, but the person that got through to the final and their company actually won the entire event. So you were up against, the best of the best at South by Southwest. And even to get in to present at South by Southwest is really hard and very competitive. So yeah, it was just really cool to see FEMI up there amongst some other incredible and really innovative companies. So yeah, that was really cool. It was really nice not having to learn the 3-minute speech and just hearing it from Lids over and over again.
I
That
feel
was
like,
so good.
I don't know, in those instances, I also get really nervous. And I think you know that, you probably saw it. I feel like, I don't know, there's just something about getting up on a stage in front of a bunch of people and feeling incredibly terrified and scared, but also like so alive. And I feel the pressure to get up on that stage. I didn't just feel it from like myself, which is a huge amount of pressure. I put a lot of pressure on myself to be perfect, which we've talked about on the pod a lot. But I also feel the pressure from like Est. I know I want to do a good job for Est. I want to do a good job for our investors. And of course, I want to do a good job for the community and for women. Like, if someone gets up and asks me, like, why do you feel the pressure? I'm like, well, I feel like women don't get these opportunities often. And so, for a woman founder to get up to speak about a woman business that's having an impact on how women feel, I feel so much pressure to get that right. Because if I don't get it right, then maybe other women are going to miss out in the future. And that, like, honestly terrifies me. I like well up. I feel like I'm about to cry now because I feel so passionate about making change. I'm like crying. But like, I feel like if I don't do a good job, then we're not going to drive for the change that we know is so fucking needed, you know? And so I just like feel that pressure. And that's why I'm like, yeah, I need to get up in those instances and like do the best job possible. And yeah, like you said, we didn't win, but I feel like the competition we were up against was really stiff. And just to get there was like an incredible opportunity. So the next goal is to win South by Southwest and go over to the one in Texas, which is like the global South by Southwest, and pitch there.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, I could see that happening, definitely. And that pressure thing that you were mentioning before, yeah, I totally get it. But you should be so proud, because every time I've ever seen you present for FEMI, it's been fabulous. And like, you can feel that passion from you. I feel like that's what people always say to us, is like, yes, they're passionate. They are passionate. They don't give up for these gals.
Yeah, you definitely can't question our passion. Even this morning, I was in Uber with some of the people from Nike here, and they were like, we just like love the passion for running. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, pretty passionate.
I just love running so much.
I just love getting people running, okay? No, it's great.
That's so cute. I love it.
Yeah, and then we had so many other things. Like, I feel like with the community last year, there were so many events going on that we didn't get to get on the pod to chat about, like the Auckland Marathon, Melbourne Marathon, Queenstown Marathon race focuses. Like, we had such a beautiful community of women training towards those races all together. And like, that's just so amazing in itself, to have a group of women who are all on this kind of same mission as you and connecting with each other. And you all just do us so proud when you're out there running and rocking the FEMI flag. So that was like a real highlight for 2024 as well. And definitely when we were like, oh God, life is falling apart with everything going on behind the scenes, to just go to, even going to a FEMI Friday, you know, like, picks me up so much, because you really get to feel the impact of what we're building and see the connections of the woman. And yeah, it's just very special.
Those races were awesome. Seeing everyone train so hard towards something and like do it all together and show up and have a community around you. I think showing up to races sometimes can be like extremely daunting and scary, but like when you know there's going to be like 50 other FEMIs there, I don't know, it definitely puts you at ease. And to see so many of you, I love the green singlets we got this year, because I think it was pretty hard to miss the FEMIs on the course, which was really, really cool. But yeah, aside from that, we've definitely been hustling hard in terms of the app as well. And like we mentioned last week, we launched the FEMI membership, which is, you know, we call it the ultimate membership for women runners. So we launched that. We also have brought community into the product finally, which is something we've wanted to do for ages. And for everyone listening, there is going to be another community feature coming out soon, which is really cool. And we're so excited about it. But just think of it as like the ultimate connector of women runners around the world. So that's kind of the way we're thinking of it. I use ultimate again. I feel like it's a great word. But yeah, like in terms of the product, like we've made heaps of changes. And I think they're all things that we've wanted to do for a while and have really improved the app. And we've got massive goals for this year in terms of the app and also growing the community. There's some new ones launching soon, which that's all I'll say, but we're pretty excited about where they are and what that means for FEMI as well. So product and all that community growth has been incredible over the last 6 months, and that has definitely brought some joy back, I think, to both Liz and myself experience for FEMI.
Yeah, definitely. Like the community and the in-person events has been so epic, and part of this mission that we're on is, yeah, really connecting you all. So it's really exciting to think about what we're building right now for that to be out in the world very soon. And just to touch on like the race journeys, for those who are signed up to the Nike After Dark Tour Sydney Half Marathon, which is coming in April, make sure you're in our Instagram group chat. And if you're not, we'll link it in our show notes so you can jump into the group chat, and then you can join the entire group of FEMIs who are all running towards that half marathon, which is so exciting. And if you haven't signed up or even thought about signing up, I would urge you to, because All I will say is Nike don't do things in halves. And if you're going to do a half marathon, this is the one to do in Sydney. If you're listening abroad and say you're in the US, there's one in LA, there's one in Mexico City, there's also a 10K in Seoul, Mumbai, and Shanghai. So check out the Nike After Dark Tour. We'll also put that in the show notes, but it's incredibly exciting. Such an epic way to celebrate women running and women running communities. And yeah, if you haven't signed up for the Sydney one and you want to, DM us and we might be able to help you out. But it's very exciting and just like stoked. As I have mentioned, I've moved to Sydney and I get to be on ground in the journey towards the race, and we're going to have so many exciting things going on. So we'll keep you posted on all of them, but mostly in that group chat. So get into the group chat. But like, just like the amount of women running and how quickly it's increasing is just like, it's been so insane to watch. I feel like, I mean, over the last 5 years, yes, but particularly over the last like 2 years, the amount of women who are running, sharing their running journeys online and building their own communities is just like so inspiring. And like, I feel it just helps Esther and I so much to see all of that too, because it feels like this community of women runners is just like growing and growing and growing. Whether you like run with Femi or not, it's just so cool to have so many women who are like just out there doing the thing. You know, I feel like we always talk about that act of running and how it builds confidence and instills confidence into people and into women. And that's what we need, is like more confident queens in society who can like go out and be themselves and show up and be loud and be noisy and take up space. And in a weird way, I do think running is helping do that. But like the running, yeah, the women's running market is insane. I read this market report recently, and it spoke about how the market size of women's running apparel, so this is just talking to like apparel and but in 2024, I think it was projected to reach approximately like $23 billion. And then I think they're saying by like 2032, it's going to be like $38 billion. So it is crazy numbers and so cool to be part of it.
It is so cool. I feel like women are fashionable queens too, you know. They wanna feel good in what they're wearing, and then they'll show up. I'm sure everyone does, actually. But nah, it's been awesome to see. And I think what you just said then reminded me of just like women are just seeking movement and seeking education. Like when that Stacey Sims podcast on Diary of a CEO, we were chatting about it before. And like I was just like inspired to hear that menopause, a topic that's not spoken about enough. The conversation, I think, with, was it Mel Perkins or something? I think maybe Mel Perkins in the US or the UK was number one downloaded in the US of everything. And it was about menopause. And it just shows like women are seeking movement, what's right for them, and they want education around their bodies, you know, because it's been so long that we haven't had that education. So it's just so cool to see that change alongside, you know, more women getting into running, more women seeking out communities, and they're also seeking out education about their bodies. So the movement is happening, and this is everything Femi stands for, which is just so exciting.
So cool. I think there's that Strava report that came out at the end of last year, and it was something like running clubs increased by like 59%, I think it was, over the year. And that just shows like everyone is seeking connection and community. And we might be biased, but I think women's communities are the best.
I think so too. I think they're just different, right? Like they are a safe space, and you can go there and feel like you can just completely be yourself. And I think we've had the conversation about run clubs being dating clubs and the pressure that that can put on women to like show up and, I don't know, feel a little bit more judged if that's the case. Whereas with Femi, just come as you are. Come tell us about your menstrual cycle. Tell us about things you've been going through, and we're there to listen. So yeah, I completely agree. I think women run communities are just so different to the ones out there. And, you know, our ultimate goal is to connect women in a safe space. And I think a lot of the conversations that are had at Femi would never be had at other run communities because they don't feel as safe there. So I think I completely, obviously, unbiased view, agree with you that FIMI is the best run community out there.
I mean, yeah, I feel like even this morning when I went to this like new run club, people I'd never met before, everyone was so nice. But I was speaking to the founder and telling him about FIMI in the app. And I just like, I'm so proud of how open I have become. I feel like I've always been pretty like vulnerable and open and just like speak about things. But I'm just standing there in a running shop speaking to this guy I'd never met about how you can run to your period and menstrual cycle and how periods are great, you know? And I'm like, this is epic. Because he didn't even like blink an eyelid either. And I'm like, we have come a long way.
That's pretty cool. I love that.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, that is it, I think, for today. I actually need to go for a run, speaking of running. We've got some pretty long days in Mexico coming up, so I'm like trying to tactically get my runs in, get enough sleep in, and then obviously eat lots of tacos. So I'm going to head out. But thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you all. We have all the links in the show notes. If you want to head to our Instagram, you can do that in the show notes at femi.co. If you have any questions on the app or our communities, definitely get at us on Instagram. We are there to chat to you and help you out along your journey as well. So again, thanks for all the love with the pod coming back. We're stoked to be back and appreciate you, Est.
Appreciate you too, and appreciate all the queens listening in, and kings and all people listening in. Appreciate you.
See you next week.